This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just because you can't get too ready too soon, I will point out here that there are just 173 shopping days left until the 2018 midterm elections. We are, as you know, smack in the middle of primary season. A bunch yesterday, more in the coming weeks. And much as it is in other aspects of our lives, data is huge in modern politics. Your data in particular, how campaigns get it and how they use it. Cambridge Analytica has been getting all the attention, but that's national-level politics, right? We're going to take a look down ballot. That person running in a congressional primary on a shoestring budget. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams caught up with just such a candidate in Maryland the other day.
It's one of the first warm days of spring, perfect for some old-fashioned campaigning in the suburban community of Rockville, Maryland.
Where am I turning?
Rocking Spring Drive, 0.3 miles.
Republican congressional candidate Ami Hober is slowly driving her tan sedan emblazoned with campaign stickers along a tree-lined street, searching for addresses with the help of her campaign field director and navigator, Dan McHugh.
Where are we going?
We're looking for 17 and 16.
16 is right there.
Okay, this isn't quite old-fashioned campaigning. Hober and McHugh aren't going door-to-door. They're targeting specific homes on specific blocks in specific neighborhoods in Maryland's 6th District. Addresses McHugh is pulling from an app called Advantage.
They get that data for us on the voters that we're trying to target. Right now is a lot of Republicans. We're hitting soft Democrats. We are hitting some independents.
Voters who might like Hober's background as a former deputy undersecretary of the Army or her efforts to prevent Maryland from becoming a sanctuary state. This isn't expensive Cambridge Analytica-style data that gives you a personality profile. It's basic. Name, age, gender, low-hanging data fruit. Most of it from state and local election boards.
And it has whether or not the person voted in each election going back close to 20 years in most states.
Not a small thing, says David Nickerson, a political scientist at Temple University. Hober is up against three other Republicans in a June primary and needs to maximize her time and money.
It doesn't make sense to knock on the doors and try to persuade them of people who've never voted.
Nickerson says basic voter data may cost $100, maybe $150 at the local level. Candidates can then buy lists of updated phone numbers, people's shopping habits, other information that will better identify likely voters. But, says Nickerson,
the best data available is coming from the national parties who are in the business of giving it at subsidized rates to the state party,
who then pass it on to the candidates they want to support. Short of that, the basic technology is good enough for even small campaigns with limited funds to get pretty specific. Hober, for instance, is confident enough in her data that she doesn't even leave campaign leaflets at homes not on her list. It's a risk she's willing to take, although she does stop to chat with random people she meets along the way.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Ami.
Sometimes it's a little harder to get her message across.
We have a contractor. Thank you. No. I'm Ami Hober. I'm running for Congress.
Hober ran for Congress in the last election and lost, but she still has some name recognition.
Okay. I know enough about you.
You do? Okay.
I voted for you last time.
All right. He was enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And let me get the one across the street.
Enthusiastic, positive, negative, not home, all details that get plugged into the app.
And so we put in feedback when we get feedback like that, so it reinforces the validity of the database. That means this is a good house to hit, he votes all the time, he'll vote for us.
And that database gets refined every day, every week, right up until Election Day. In Rockville, Maryland, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.